Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
So, Gunner, what's the big announcement?
Drum roll, please, Raz.
I got it.
Jules and I are dating.
Yep.
Weren't you already?
I thought that was 2 weeks ago.
It hasn't been official, Valerie.
And now it's official.
You and I live in the same house, Jules, and I'm only just now learning it wasn't already official.
So is anything changing?
No.
No. Cool. A that's great would be nice, Raz. Or congratulations.
Sure. Congratulations, Jules. I'm dating the most self-centered guy on the planet.
I get it. You're jealous of what that guy said at the Benji's barbecue gig the other night.
Get a grip.
Gunner, it wasn't that big of a deal.
What guy?
He came up to Jules and me after our first set and said the two of us could make it big if we went out on our own.
One guy, Gunner, and he was a plumber.
He knew music.
And apparently also corn nuts. He said Benji's has the best in the world.
I liked you better when you were under house arrest.
Wow.
You think we can make it on our own, don't you, Jules? Go to L.A.?
Benji's does have really good corn nuts.
Wait, I'm going on my lunch break.
All right, Connie.
I apologize in advance if I'm a few minutes late. Jules texted and wanted to get some more of her stuff, so I need to run home.
Oh, that's fine. How is she doing?
I have no idea. We haven't talked since she moved out.
She's still staying with Valerie?
Yep. Dad and Jan are fine with it.
I'm sorry, Connie.
I really felt like she was coming around, Whit.
Yeah.
I thought once things ended with Buck, I don't know that she'd need me. Instead, she pushed me away even more. Anyway, I'll see you in a bit.
Well, maybe she'll be open for a conversation today.
I'm hoping.
Oh, and for the last time, I came up with the lyrics for Donut in the Moment. Yes!
You did not!
You repeated them and then took the credit!
You're delusional, Gunner!
I'm
you
delusional.
Just can't admit that other people in this band, me, are more talented than you!
Oh, Raz, here we go.
More talented?
Oh, yeah.
Your bass sounds like a wounded buffalo.
Oh, and your lyrics sound like they came off a cereal box! Not name brand!
I cannot deal with this guy anymore. Come on, Jules, we're leaving.
Fine. Okay, I need to pick up some stuff from Connie's place anyway. Come on.
See ya.
You crossed a line, Gunner.
You're my girlfriend, Jules. Don't act like my mom.
I'm just telling you the way I see it.
Well, can you see it a little bit more supportively? I was sticking up for you too, you know.
Okay, I didn't need you to stick up for me. I'd rather get along with the people we rehearse with 3 times a week.
Hey, we're gonna patch things up. We always do. But I want Raz to stew in it for a while. You know, get worried that we left so he'll appreciate us more. Ah, I got a great idea. Let's get burgers, right? I'm starving.
Whatever. But then can we please stop by Connie's and get my stuff?
Whatever you want, princess. Okay. So, what do you want?
Parmesan garlic fries.
Of course.
And a Coke. Oh, man, I really hope it's not Bridget at the window.
Thanks for visiting Burger World. We'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, Bridget, of course.
Just be cool.
She's so snarky about everything.
I'll disguise my voice.
What?
Hello. Welcome to a drive-thru that has a speaker that turns off, but a microphone that never does. Can I take your order, Jules Gunner?
Oi, we'll take a double cheeseburger.
There's no point in doing the accent now.
It was already in my mouth.
Hey, Bridget, two Cokes and a Parmesan garlic fry.
Great. Pull up to the next window, where we can also hear you, FYI.
See? Snarky. She'll probably put flaming hot sauce on your burger. Be careful.
I'll check it before I eat it.
Oh, look at the lovely young couple. Is this your first date? If so, well done, sir. A romantic Burger World drive-thru dinner is sure to impress her. Tap your card to pay.
Yeah, we didn't come for the commentary.
Of course not. The commentary is just a bonus we throw in for our favorite customers. Mm. So here you go. Have a great Burger World Day.
Thank you, too.
Okay, definitely check that burger before you eat it.
Absolutely.
Connie? Are you okay?
No, Whit, I am not okay. I am really, really, really annoyed.
Can I surmise this has something to do with meeting Jules?
You can surmise it has to do with not meeting Jules. She never showed up.
Huh?
She even texted and said she'd be there in a bit. I waited for a whole lot of bits, and she never showed.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's...
So like her, isn't it? And yet every time I think, this time I'll be different. This time she's going to think about someone other than herself. But she never does.
Come on. Seriously, you're not going to share one fry?
No, hands off. You know they're my favorite.
You and I are good together, Jules. We could make it in L.A.
No thanks. Been there, done that.
Not with me. The way we harmonize.
I doubt my parents would even want me back there anyway. I mean, apparently the only person who can tolerate me is Connie, and that's just so she has someone to get all judgy with.
Oh, come on.
Hey, where are we going anyway?
I want to show you my favorite place, okay? It's this really cool viewing area over National Forest Land. My brother used to take me hiking back there.
Gunnar, I'm really supposed to pick up my stuff from Connie's today.
Just chill. Your stuff's still gonna be there later.
Well, she's gonna be ticked. Can we just turn around, please?
It's not gonna take long, and then we'll go back. Wait till you see it.
Oh, a covered bridge.
Huh? It's cool, huh?
I do love old covered bridges.
So, should we keep going, or...?
Sure. Let's see this place.
So I guess if you want me to just dump everything in the front yard, I can do that, too. I mean, who cares if it's supposed to storm tonight? Just call me, Jules, please.
No answer, huh?
Nope.
Maybe she's embarrassed she forgot.
Or maybe she forgot to be embarrassed and is off doing her own thing. I mean, she has had it too easy. She's never learned to take responsibility for herself.
I don't know. She'll figure things out. Though it might be a harder lesson plan now.
Maybe. It's like that verse in the Bible where David complains about how the ungodly prosper.
For a time.
I get how frustrated he was about the unfairness of it all. Jules can make the most self-centered choices and still get rewarded with everything going her way.
Oh, Connie, we can't determine what's fair or not. God has a different story for each of us.
Pretty out here, isn't it?
Sure, but it's taking longer than you said. I think we should head back.
But we're so close to the spot. It's just a little further. Oh. Check out the view now.
Wow. Beautiful.
Uh-huh. When we get to the overlook, you're going to be able to see the river we camped on. Though, it might be dry now. We haven't gotten much rain lately.
Gunnar, I'd really like to get my stuff... And you should go patch things up with Raz.
After how he treated me?
Oh, and you didn't start the whole thing about the two of us breaking away from the band because they're holding us back?
But they are holding us back. We should strike out on our own. California's calling.
I'm not really a fan of California anymore.
It'd be different if I was there with you.
I don't think that life was for me with anyone, even Buck.
Whoa. Even Buck? What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just that, you know, things were falling apart and he came out there and saved me.
Right. Like a knight in shining armor.
But we were just friends at the time. It was a friend thing to
do. Sure. I'm sure it was. You're not over him yet, are you, Jules?
We were friends for a long time, Gunnar. Mm-hmm. I miss that more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please slow down?
No one else is out here. Why does it even matter?
Maybe because of the canyon on one side?
When did you become such a chicken, Jules?
Gunnar, slow down.
Just relax. You need to trust me. I've been driving for like over 2 years.
Gunnar, I'm serious.
So am I. There's nothing to worry about. Whoa.
Stop!
No.
Stop!
No.
Connie, could I get a coconut cream milkshake, please?
Oh, sure.
Let me get that, Connie.
Thanks, Whit. So, Valerie, how are things with Jules? You guys getting along okay?
Yeah, it's been cool.
I mean, it's one thing to be friends with someone, but to live with them, that's a different story.
It's actually been pretty good.
Is she getting plenty of sleep? Eating breakfast? She always gets tired by third period if she skips breakfast, you know. And did you send her mom a birthday card?
I don't really pay that much attention.
Oh. Well, when you see her next, remind her to come pick up her stuff and, maybe we can catch up.
She didn't pick up her stuff?
No. Did she tell you she was going to?
Yeah. There were some boots she's been talking about getting, but now you might be waiting a while. Pretty sure she's on her way to California.
What?
Gunner. Oh, please. Please, Gunner, wake up.
What happened?
The car went off a cliff. We're on a ledge or something. Are you okay?
Yeah. I think I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, man, I was going too fast.
Yeah, I remember, but now we have to focus on getting out of this car.
But how? The car's on its side. Can't we just wait for help?
Gunner, look out my window. Look what's beneath us.
There's nothing. There's nothing. Jules, the car's hanging off a cliff.
Right, I know.
We're gonna fall. Did you call 911? Is someone coming to help us?
Okay, I looked for my phone, but it got tossed around in the crash.
Mine too. Oh, great. Oh, great. What do we do now?
I don't know. I think we should just start by getting out of the car.
Oh, man.
It's too dangerous to stay in here. Pull yourself out of your window. Then you can help me out, okay?
Right. Okay. I can do that.
You can do it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Come on.
Okay, I'm out. Okay, give me your hand.
Here.
Are you all right?
My arm, it really hurts.
Oh, it looks broken. Okay. Just relax. Okay. Hurry, give me your other hand.
Okay.
Hang on. I got you. Okay, stop on the seat.
Okay.
You're almost there.
Careful, there's broken glass.
Okay, I got you. Okay. You good?
I'm good. The road's a long way up there. Do you think people could see this ledge?
They're gonna start looking for us soon. Or they'll drive by and notice the car. Right?
Yeah.
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 You haven't heard anything from Gunner, Mrs. Martin? Jules didn't contact Mrs. Swanson either. Yeah, I know, they're teenagers, but still, I'm sure you're right. They're just out having fun, but please, let me know if you hear from them. Thanks. Bye.
Is there anyone else you could call?
I'll try Dad and Jan again. I just wish he'd call.
We're trapped out here! Help!
Come on. Give it a rest, Gunner. Let's save our voices for when we hear someone going by.
Do you think we'll even hear a car? It's gotta be 80 feet to the top.
We have to try to find one of our phones.
I don't know, Jules. The car looks like it's about to fall any second.
Then boost me up so I can look in the window. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Do you see anything?
No. Oh, wait! On the floor of the back seat there!
So we have to go back in the car?
I don't know what else to do. We need a phone to get help.
Then I'll do it.
No, I weigh less.
And
you have a broken arm. Yeah. Just stand back.
Okay. Please be careful.
Okay.
Okay, take it slow. No sudden movements.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. Wait. No, it's falling. Got her. Get out. Hurry.
My arm. Okay. Oh, my car.
I know. We're safe. We're okay.
But they might have seen us if they saw the car on the cliff. How are they going to see us now?
Who's they, Gunner? No one knows we're out here.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Thanks for coming by, Detective Pullhouse.
Yeah.
I could have gone down to the station to do the police report.
No, it's fine. Someone brought Limburger cheese in for lunch, so the whole place smells like feet.
Ugh.
I needed to get out of there. So, this is for your sister again.
Yeah, we think she took off for California again.
I should have just made a copy of the last report and switched the date.
What are the next steps?
Well, we've put them on the missing persons list. That's standard procedure. I'll make some calls and see if we can drive by a few rest stops and check if any toll cameras grabbed their license plate.
That'll at least confirm which direction they're heading.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we have all the information we need on this Gunner kid's car. Yeah, photos and descriptions, statements from the parents. Truth be told, I'm guessing in a few hours you'll be grounding her. Teens tend to show up once the thrill of adventure wears off.
Yeah, well, maybe you could check security cameras at businesses along the route. Yeah, you know, they likely headed west on Route 40 if they were going to California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Surely there has to be some video footage somewhere.
Yeah, and eventually we can look into that. For now, I'll get this report filed and send out that national bulletin.
Thank you, Detective Pullhouse.
Yeah, so long, everybody.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye. Well, I better load the dishwasher.
Connie, let's close early. Do you want to come with me to the gas station off 40? I know the owner, and she'd probably let us check the video footage. Just for peace of mind and...
Yeah, please. Let's...
Give it a break, Jules. Oh, she is suffocating.
I wish we had just a little water.
I know.
You know, this is all my parents' fault.
What?
If they would have cared, even a little, about me, they wouldn't have pawned me off on my sister to raise me. I wouldn't be in Odyssey, and I certainly wouldn't be here, stuck on a ledge in the middle of nowhere.
I thought you came to Odyssey on your own.
Yeah, just to get their attention. Instead, hello, more rejection. Whatever. I don't need them. And I don't need Connie either.
Do you think we should pray?
Pray?
I don't know. Isn't that what people do in these situations? And I don't know what else to do.
Gunner, I'm guessing if God is seeing any of this, he's probably thinking it's what we deserve.
I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
Sit down. Come on. Oh, hey, here. I have a piece of gum. We can pretend it's food for 5 seconds. Here's half.
Thanks.
You know, didn't you tell me once you don't believe in God?
Yeah, but now might be a good time to start. I don't have anything else to believe in right now.
Okay, Whit. This is everything the security camera captured today.
Oh, thanks, Stacy. I really appreciate your help.
Anytime.
Okay, so if Jules was out and about over lunchtime...
I'll start playing from 11 a.m. Now, what does Gunner's car look like?
A black Acura, older model with flames on the side.
Yeah, well, that should be easy to recognize.
And it'll probably be taking the turn to go north toward the interstate, at least if they're going to California.
Hey, wait, look, lower left side of the screen.
Oh, yep, that's his car, but... he's not in the right lane to merge onto Highway 40.
Would they go south?
They didn't take the highway at all. That's McMillan Road.
Let's drive down that way and see what we can see.
You see where that river splits over there?
Oh, yeah.
My brother and I used to camp right at that spot where it divides. We'd take his Jeep and off-road once we got close. We'd even take the Jeep through the river. That was my favorite part.
You know, did I ever tell you the story about when Connie tried to take me camping?
I never knew you camped.
Yeah, try is the key word. When I first came from California, I was a bit of a diva.
No.
Okay. I had my Tommy Choo shoes, my Ping purses, Tilsberg sunglasses, all the designer dresses you could imagine.
So not exactly camping clothes.
Yeah. We drove 2 hours to our campsite. Connie set up the tent, horribly, but it was up, pulled out the cooler, and started a fire. Then we realized we didn't have sleeping bags.
She forgot those?
Well... she told me to grab them, but I had heard, get the sweet Ping bags. And I brought my whole collection of designer purses instead. I thought it was because we were going shopping on the way.
Not the best for a night's sleep.
Really tough to fit into a coin purse. I was so embarrassed. You know, she didn't make me feel like an idiot, though. She just laughed it off. We packed up our camp and went and got our nails done instead. Oh, I had forgotten about that.
Jules?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling so good. I think I just need some water.
Yeah, your eyes look dilated. That's not good. Okay, just close your eyes for a bit. Maybe that'll help. Okay, lean back. Just rest.
If we're going to die out here, Jules...
Don't say that, Gunnar.
We can't pretend that this all isn't real. If we're going to die, what would you want to tell your family?
I tell my parents I'm angry at them. I wish they loved me more. I wish they loved me at all.
And what about Connie?
I'd say, please come help me.
In times of crisis, many people think about prayer the way Gunner did. As a last resort. Once everything else they trust in can't save them, they turn to God. But the Bible tells us to always have an attitude of prayer. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion." You see, God wants to be more than a heavenly 911 operator. He loves you and desires a moment-by-moment relationship with you, in good times and bad times. That way, when a crisis does hit, turning to God won't be your last hope. It will be your first thought. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. On the Edge, Part 1, was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gano, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Paul Castro Jr., Katie Lee, Keely Marshall, John Omohundro, Phil Proctor, Shona Rodman, Allison Sharp, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.